Welcome to Aware. We are dedicated to communicating information that inspires your positive growth and change. Are you interested in a peaceful planet? Are you interested in optimal health? Are you living with purpose? Are you enjoying your life? We realize each person can make a difference, and our mission is to empower your awareness. The choices that you make in every moment shape your life, and we encourage you to realize that you have your own answers and to always listen to your own truth. We invite you to stay aware. Hello and welcome to the Aware Show, and it is my true honor and pleasure to be with you today to have this opportunity to communicate information that truly inspires positive growth and change. And everyone listening at this moment, allow yourself to be open to whatever you're hearing during the show to really impact your heart and your soul, because the information that's coming through today is very powerful from two great, great teachers in our world. Today we're combining the beautiful ancient wisdom of Eastern traditions and also modern Western wisdom together in this conversation that addresses abundance, really, addresses how we operate our life and heal our issues with abundance in our life. And it crosses over everything. I've always heard the phrase, how you do one thing is how you do everything. So if you have challenges with finances in your life, then it usually crosses over to relationships and quite often health. So when you start to address the soul, the matter of the soul, then all things start to resolve. Joining me is Dr. and Master Xinggang Sha. He is a world-renowned healer and spiritual teacher. He's the founder of Soul Mind Body Medicine, and he is also a trained medical doctor from both Western medicine system and also Chinese doctor. And he has created such incredible foundations, the Love, Peace, Harmony Foundation. The sound that comes from Master Sha's truly holds a frequency of healing. And also joining me is Adam Markell. He is the best-selling author and the CEO of New Peaks, one of the world's largest integrative personal and business development companies. He just came out with a wonderful new book called Pivot, The Art and Science of Reinventing Your Career and Life. And how many people are in that place right now in their life of reinvention, especially as we're faced with an age of technology where literally every business sector has been touched by technology, and you're really forced to look in a good way at recreation and changing your business and your life. So I want to say welcome to both of my guests today. Welcome, Master Sha.
Thank you.
And also welcome, Adam Markell. Thank you so much for joining me.
Oh, such a great pleasure to be here, Lisa. Thank you for having me.
So both of you have combined together with your vast backgrounds to work together. First of all, could you tell me how you met? How did you meet each other? Adam, I'll ask you that question.
It was great divine intervention, I would say.
Okay.
It was really fortuitous that a mutual friend introduced us at, we were in San Diego, I think in La Jolla, and I was getting ready to train one of our events. And this friend of ours asked me to come over and meet someone. He said, this is a gentleman that you'll definitely want to meet. And so I sat down to meet Master and Dr. Sha and some of the people that were also with him at the time and supporting some of the healing work that he was doing at the same very hotel. And I immediately could feel that there was a deep heart connection between us, that the work he was doing was very much on my heart, was in alignment with what the highest purpose of our teaching and our trainings were about. And as it turned out, after spending some time together that morning, Master Sha graciously had asked me if he could deliver a blessing to the audience that I was about to speak in front of. And so we had maybe 300-400 people that were in attendance, and I instantly just checked in with myself. It would have normally been something I probably would have said no, only because we had a whole sort of syntax of the morning worked out, and these were people I had not yet spent time with. But instantly, the guidance that I received was that this would be a time, a healing moment for everybody that would be blessed to be in that space at that moment, at that time, and that it would be the best thing I could do for our students, the best thing I felt that I could do to support our mission. And so he said yes, and Master Shah came upstairs to our room and gave a blessing, moved many of us to tears. It was just so beautiful and so genuine. And, from there, Master Shah can maybe pick up the story a bit. That's how we met. We became close and friends and decided that that there was much work that we could do and collaborate on together.
To do together, yes, of course. Master Shah, what was your experience like?
So thank you, Adam. Adam was so generous. We never met before. And because our heart soul connection, he gave me the opportunity. I went to the stage, in his, very organized schedule, a millionaire of the mind. He's one of the top experts in the business development. And they basically gave me 5 minutes, and I was able to talk, 10 to 15. He never stopped me. And I was so honored and offer my insight. And, Adam is expert for the millionaire of the mind. I shared on the stage, I said, I love mind over matter, which means mind can make things happen. So I believe, in my personal opinion, next step is a soul over matter. Yeah. And therefore, Adam and I have a few time to meet together. So we are resonating in our heart and soul. Therefore, our new book is Soul Over Matter. And I have learned a lot from Adam. I'm so happy we work together for this book and for a future workshop. So our book is Soul Over Matter, Ancient and Modern Wisdom and Practice, Practical Techniques for Create Unlimited Abundance. Thank you, Adam. Thank you, Lisa, for your interview.
Absolutely. This collaboration of soul over matter has a beautiful connotation to it, where you're saying that the power of the soul is stronger than what physically appears in front of us. Is that the idea behind the book?
I want to say a few words, Adam can add. So in ancient teaching, because this is ancient and modern wisdom, like Adam shared the modern part, I would like to share a little bit the ancient wisdom. So within this book, in our teaching, so in ancient time, there are three words. And so the first word is jing, J-I-N-G, we call jing. Jing means matter, material. The second word is qi, C-H-I. I believe millions of people understand the qi, vital energy, life force. So think about our beloved Einstein's relativities. E equals mc squared. E means energy, M means matter, C speed of light. So relativities is about the relationship of the energy and the matter. So the next word is shen, S-H-E-N. Shen includes soul, heart, and mind. So mind over matter, and Adam is a great expert in his, teaching, and millions of people have joined his teaching. It's amazing. So mind in ancient meaning is consciousness. We all know there are superficial consciousness, deep consciousness, subconsciousness, and superconsciousness and more. So mind over matter and it's mind. The heart is the core of life, soul or spirit. In quantum science, and they are teaching information or message. Soul, spirit, information, and message are the same thing. In spirituality, people talk about soul or spirit. In scientific field, information or message, they are the same thing. So therefore, in our teaching, we teach humanity, we share with humanity and our business, our relationship, our finances are all made of Jing, Qi, and Shen, which includes soul, heart, and mind. So therefore, mind over matter is a great next step. It's a soul over matter. How do we transform our finance, health, relationship, starting from the root, which is our soul. So this is a little essence. Adam?
Oh. I would love to ask you what your opinion is with the soul and what that has to do with financial abundance.
Thank you for that question, Lisa. So one of the things that we teach is the mindset. As Master Shah said, the mindset of a millionaire. and really, it's less about the millionaire part, and it is more about the mindset to create success, abundance in every area of your life, unlimited abundance in your finances, in your business, your entrepreneurial pursuits, and in your relationships, your health, everything. Your connection to spirit, to God, to Tao, to Source, all of that. And so we come from a place where we describe and use the analogy of how a tree has fruit on it. And when we look at the things in our life as though they are fruit on our tree, money is a fruit, your business, your physical health, your vitality, your relationships, all of these are fruits on the tree. And lots of people look at the fruit on their tree and they think or say, I wish I had more, or I wish I had different fruits. I wish I had bigger fruit or better fruit, or I wish my fruit was as nice as my neighbor's or my sister or someone else, And so always looking at the fruit and wanting to change it. And the question that most people have a hard time in becoming aware of or conscious of is what it is that creates those fruits to begin with. And our simple teaching is that it's the roots that create the fruits. It's what's under the ground that creates what's above the ground. It's what's invisible in many ways that creates what's visible in our lives. So instead of trying to say, well, I've got a lemon, let's say in my money or my finances, what's hanging on my tree is a lemon. And you say, well, I don't want a lemon. I want an apple. I want an orange, mm-hmm. And you think, well, I'll just take off the lemon and I'll put on an apple. And that's not the way it works in nature. You can't just pull off the lemon and replace it with an apple. What needs to happen is you must change what creates the lemon. It's lemon roots, lemon seeds that create the lemon on the tree. And it's apple seeds and apple mm-hmm. roots that create the apple hanging on the tree. And so it's looking at what the cause is. We can see the effect and people want to change the effect in their life, but they're not always aware of what it is that causes things. And so from our standpoint, the cause has been the mind. Has been the mindset, the way you think. And wealthy people, whether you go back to the book, like Robert Kiyosaki wrote this great book years and years ago, and I do work with Robert Kiyosaki, and we actually have a program we're doing with Robert over the next 3 days in Arizona, which is wonderful. because he was one of the people that inspired and enlightened me that our way of thinking is what creates many of the results in our life. So wealthy people, rich people, they have a way of thinking about money and about business and all of that sort of thing, and that's what produces the fruit that's hanging on the tree of their life in many ways, their mindset, the way they think. And they think differently than people who are struggling or are not reaching their potential in life, in money or some other area. When I met Master Shah, I learned something. I was, for many years, after having, gone from being a lawyer, I was an 80-hour-a-week workaholic lawyer for about 18 years. And as you said in the introduction, I reinvented my way of living. I reinvented my life. I went from being an 80-hour-a-week lawyer, and I woke up in the morning and started my day with feelings of dread and anxiety and even anger. And I know there are a lot of people out there who do that. They start their day and they're anxious, and sometimes they're angry, and they've had trouble sleeping at night because there's something going on at a deeper level that is out of alignment with their heart. And so when I made my own pivot, my own reinvention, and changed from being a lawyer to becoming a trainer, and I would train programs and teach people all around the world by the thousands and even beyond 100,000 people from many, many countries around the world, and eventually went from being a trainer to becoming one of the owners and the CEO of this company that's such a beautiful company that I run called New Peaks, which is a company delivering transformational workshops and trainings, all over North America and all over the world. Making that transition was all about following my heart. So when I became a person of influence inside the company, the first thing I wanted to sort of change or add value to the culture was to put more heart in, to come more from a heart space and create that heart space in our events and in every way that we were showing up, so to speak, in our business. And when I met Master Shah, I was already feeling that even that goal of mine to come more from a place of heart-centeredness, that even that wasn't sort of the root. It was more below the surface than the thoughts, more of a cause of causes than the thoughts were, but still it wasn't the whole story. And what I was enlightened to understand, and I'm still understanding, because this is still an unfolding in my being in the presence of Master Shah and to be learning from him and watching the healing that he brings to the world through his calligraphy, through his books, through his the things he does when you're in his physical space, which is truly miraculous to be in his presence. What I learned from him was that before the heart comes the soul. So it's the soul that controls the heart, and the heart that controls the mind, and the mind that controls the energy, and the energy that controls the matter, the physical things that show up in our lives, like the fruit on the tree, is the result of these causes before that. And the underlying root cause of everything is soul. And that's why we decided to name the book and the programs that we're doing Soul Over Matter.
What you just said, such a beautiful thing. It's the soul that controls the heart that controls the mind that controls the energy, and the energy that controls matter. Did I get that right? I just wrote that out.
Yes.
Is that
that's,
right?
That's what Master Shah has shared with me, and now we get to share this with many, many people.
So how do we take that beautiful concept that you and Master Shah just talked about and apply it, so our soul, our heart, to our mind that creates the energy, that creates the matter? If what we think we are doing is truly working. So say, for example, we are working hard and we are doing what we need to do to make money, and we are living a good life, yet the money is not coming in. We feel that our roots are there and that the soil is being tilled, but yet the tree is not bearing fruit. Do you hear that a lot, Adam, from the participants that you teach?
We do. And that's the reason why when I met Master Shah, I knew that we could do more and we could do better by our students because I'll pass this back to Master Shah to explain that there are blockages, that a part of the reason why, even though we get up in the morning and we are doing our best and we're trying hard and working hard, lots of people are, there's still things that are in the way that are blocking us from having that unlimited abundance. And I think that's the level at which it requires healing, and it requires what's taught in the Tao and this ancient wisdom that comes through in a variety of ways to clear those Shen Qi Jing blockages that are in our way. And so Master Shah is the expert in that field.
And Master Shah, when your experience, when you truly do see that someone is living a good life and they still struggle with financial wealth, what is it that you teach? How do you teach awareness around that?
Yeah, thank you. Adam explained beautifully the root of the tree and the fruit of the tree. The fruit is visible, invisible is root. And therefore, we discussed this before we read this, we wrote this book. So in ancient way, Adam just now shared ancient wisdom. He gave you the four sentences just now. Lisa said you wrote down. So in the ancient way, is Ling Dao, Xin Dao. Ling is a soul. Soul arrive, Xin is a heart. Soul controls a heart. It's like this. Soul is the message. Soul is the past life service. And I think many people heard about the karma. I think Lisa, you heard about karma. So some people think negative. Karma is two kinds of karma. Positive karma and a negative karma. Do not only think negative. So heaven is yang, earth is yin. We are living in the yin-yang world. So therefore, in the yin-yang world, always positive and negative. Karma is record of services. So just now, Adam mentioned, I think very important, I want to share with all the listeners. So the wealth, Lisa asked me the question, the wealth depends on past life services. Of course, it's related with this life. Let me explain a little further. So there are two root causes, and Adam mentioned. In ancient wisdom, one is your past life, and the human has many past life. Some people said, I may not believe past life. It's okay. We do not have intention to change your belief system. But in the spiritual practice, I can see one's past life. I just give you two examples. One was in Philippines, a very intelligent businessman who has a company. He asked me a question. I said, Dr. Shah, and he said, I have a friend. I study, like master degree of business, PhD of degree, and worked many years. He has a company. He said, my friend does not have too much training in business. He does not know enough about the business wisdom. But I worked so hard. My friend, I just see that so relaxed, but everything he does, few business is so successful for me, so difficult. I said, do you believe karma? I said, I believe, but I do not understand. I explained to him, I said, your friend, I did a little bit of spiritual reading for for him and his friend. I said, what he did before, and what you made some mistakes before. So therefore, he started to understand more. So what I want to see is the awareness of this life. Success is because we served well in the previous life and in this life. What are the service? Service is to make others happier and healthier. We help the others, the universe, heaven, earth, universe return to us. Sometimes we worked very hard. We didn't see the good result in finance. It's some blockages. For example, another story, I have so many stories. When I was in Germany, a lawyer has probably five lawyers in his company. Adam is a lawyer. And he said that we get great education, we know lots of wisdom, but our law firm cannot be success. And also, I did a little spiritual reading. I told him, I said, do you believe? And the soul and karma. I said, I believe, but I do not know. And I said, do you want to know? I said, yes. And I did a spiritual reading. I tuned in for the past life, for Akashic record in heaven. I said, in three lifetimes, you were the lawyer, you were the businessman, you didn't use money in a proper way. I explained the mistake, and he did. And he said, how? Like Lisa said, how do you transform this? I connect with the divine. I offer divine the forgiveness. Like our beloved Jesus, you are forgiving, miracle happen. Jesus is our great teacher. And since 2003, divine came to me. I became a servant of humanity and the divine. So I can offer divine the forgiveness. Some people have business challenges. So I offer divine the blessing. One man in Los Angeles. So within half a year, his business increased 10 times more. And also another businessman came to me. He had about $30 million income for his construction company. And he asked me to do some spiritual blessing, remove the blockages, Jing Qi Shen blockages in finances. The first year turned to $6 million. And there are many, many from $30 million to $6 million. So therefore, there are, like Adam said, it's invisible. People have not understand, and my this life, finances, business are related with the previous life service. Therefore, we have to clear their blockages, ask the divine to forgive us. Plus, we have the wisdom in the book, in our workshop. We have the and the workshop to teach the participant how to do spiritual practice, yin and yang. I can offer divine service, and Adam and I, we can offer the teaching to do the spiritual practice, self-clear the blockage, divine clear the blockage, it's yin and yang. So we can serve the audience to transform their finances. But the key is the soul, the message, clear that a negative karma, something we made a mistake. Sometimes our ancestor made a mistake. Mm. We have to realize that and ask for forgiveness, ask a blessing, and also Adam also mentioned heart, mind, business principles, loving, service, and put them together to clear soul blockages. Zen, heart, Zen, mind, Zen go to energy and matter. So that is the way we are going to serve and everyone who are willing to transform your finances and business.
It is a beautiful balance of yin-yang that you both accomplish within this book, and I think that is so needed, and it answers a very, as I said earlier, a painful point for many people. Soul Over Matter is the name of the book, and it addresses this. Now, Master Shaw, you were speaking of this unconditional service, and how to clear this negative karma is to offer unconditional service. What do you mean by unconditional service? What is just purely unconditional service? And then,
thank you. Yes. This is a great question. For example, you know, some people say, I do not know. I have what kind of negative karma. I have challenges to be successful in my business. You know, in business, you could have a customer service, marketing, finance, IT, coordination, and harmony in a company, loving, care. So lots of issues. But some people say, I do not know. Do I have negative karma or soul blockages? And what is the unconditional service? So in the book, we shared with the readers in our workshop, we use, for example, I use a calligraphy, Da-I. Da means greatest, I means love. Da-I, greatest love. So, and for example, I said, okay, dear soul, mind, body of all my business members, all my team members, my associate, your audience, whatever the business you have, you do a soul communication. In the book, we teach you soul marketing. Everybody understands traditional marketing. We have radio, radio, TV, newspaper, magazine. So, and now social media, we have YouTube, we have Twitter, we have Facebook, and much more. So we brought the soul marketing, which means we connect with the soul of humanity, your employee, your audience, like Lisa, you know, you have so many listeners, and Adam, you have so many students worldwide. So every day, spend a few minutes, connect with all your listeners, all your students, what's called unconditional love and service. For example, dear all, I'm doing a little bit for everybody. Dear all these 100,000 or more listeners in different radio, TV program. Dear Adam, your beloved 100,000 or millions more students. Dear my 100,000 or more students worldwide, I love you, and everyone could have a great some blockages. You have great success, good health, relationship, finances. We everyone could have some blockages, and that I greatest love in our teaching love. Melt all blockages and transform all life. So at a soul level, can you chant with me 1 minute? Just listen, everybody. Da-I, greatest love. All the listener, you can silent chant with me. This is called unconditional service. You didn't ask anything. You give greatest love to 100,000 people of Lisa's listener and also her clients and Adam clients, my client, putting together millions of people. And also at the soul level, chant with me. Greatest love, feel the love from me, from Adam, from Lisa. Greatest love, love melts all blockages, love transform all life, love transform all finances, love transform our health, die, greatest love, feel our love, love, love. For example, example. Thank you so much for this time. This is a practical practice with the wisdom, Da'ai, greatest love, and the soul marketing. And then your company will change. Everything will change. You are forgiving because we are serving. Divine to forgive us. So the blockage of Jing Qi Shen in the business, in the finances, health, relationship, everything will be transformed little by little. Sometimes the results are very fast. Therefore, we are going to share this book, share this teaching with Adam, great success with millionaire of the mind. We are moving from the mind over matter to the soul over matter in the future. The soul over matter and the mind over matter joined together. They are a pair of yin and yang to offer better service.
Oh, it's beautiful. Thank you. We have just been blessed with such a beautiful blessing. I want everyone listening to recognize the opportunity that just happened there. This was an opening that Master Shaw is so skilled and has a level of frequency through his voice that literally can break up karma. And this is his direct connection with the divine. He says if you chant that 3 to 5 minutes a day and you do Da'ai, greatest love, he does it much better, Da'ai, greatest love, it will melt the soul blockages 3 to 5 minutes a day. And it is a wonderful way, as you're doing, of course, good service, unconditional service, and then you start to experience the melting of the soul blockages as they arise. I've had this personal experience with Master Shaw, and I will just share with my listeners that it has been such a transformation since I have met this Master Healer, and my life has literally changed, and it has been a true blessing in my life. And Adam was saying the same thing earlier, that he is transformed, and many, many, many other people, the thousands of students that he has, and transformational leaders alike, that have all experienced Master Shaw's work. And it's all the way from Wayne Dyer and Maya Angelou and Marion Williamson and John Gray have all experienced Master Shaw's work. But this is what is required sometimes to truly break up that karma that we are not conscious to, especially when it's ancestral. Now, Adam, when you experience that level of chanting that Master Shaw just did, how does that feel to your soul?
The same way it feels to your soul.
Yes.
I think, yeah. It's perfect. It's beautiful.
It opens the heart.
I think this is the message that, there's just so much room for more love and more peace and more harmony. And so I have been very blessed to spend a fair amount of time with Master Shaw, both physically in the same room, but also in listening to him, mm-hmm. listening to his chanting, tracing calligraphies that he's created, in reading, and so it's the combination of those different modalities that has helped me to be more the path than I felt that I've ever been.
Can I ask you a question? When I read your book, Pivot, and I was reading the story in the beginning when you were immersed in the 18 years as an attorney and your experience of working full time and dealing with the crises of the day and the urgencies of the day, would you have ever been open to something like this? Can you speak to that?
Mm. You know, I think that it is like so many things in life. There's an unfolding process, and just like we don't start out at base camp if we were going to summit You know, if our goal was to reach the summit of Mount Everest, we wouldn't start out at base camp and then go straight up to the summit. There's a process that it takes. And even sometimes in that process of making a great climb in our lives, sometimes we have to go up a ways and then come back down to base camp to be ready to make even more of a disciplined effort to find a higher plateau on the mountain. And I use that only as a bit of a metaphor for our lives, that we are rising in consciousness. And the more that we are aware, and that's what's so beautiful about the name of your show, The Aware Show, right, is that it's that awareness, it's that striving to become that much more awake and aware and conscious that allows us to gain a higher perspective on that mountain. So, where I was in my practice of law at the time, I was at a different stage of consciousness and awareness and awakeness on that journey up the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, frankly, if I would have been incredibly open at that time. I'm a curious person by nature, so I have often followed my curiosity. And even when I was a lawyer, I was blessed, and maybe I don't know if this is the good karma or not, but I've always had a good sense of instinct, of following some guidance from within. And it was the guidance from within that told me that my heart and my soul was sort of rotting, doing the work I was doing.
Wow.
It was rotting my soul. And so that's why, you know, we started to make some changes. I started to make some changes.
Your life. In the book Soul Over Matter, you talk about the Gretzky principle. And I would love it if you could share that with our audience and as an analogy to create unlimited abundance. Could you share that with us?
Sure. So, you know, Gretzky is one of the greatest hockey players of all time, maybe for many people the greatest. I think they nicknamed him the greatest.
Hmm.
And the Gretzky principle is really one of the foundational laws of the universe as I know it and I understand it, and it's one of the foundational principles in personal growth, personal development, and that is that you focus on what you want, not on what you don't. And so in many ways, the Gretzky principle is shooting the puck. So in hockey, you put the puck, you shoot the puck where the player is going to be, not where they currently are. And I think that's the hardest thing for people, and it has been for me in my life as well, not to focus on what is. You know, there's that expression today
that's
used, so overused, right? It is what it is, which is really a statement of resignation on some level, right? It's like this is the way it is, I can't do anything about it, you know, type of thing. It's resignation. And the Gretzky principle and that universal principle of focusing on what you want is not about what is by appearances, but what is by what you intend and what the universe has in store for you, what God or spirit, you know, has in store for you. And by knowing that you are abundant by nature, not by your willpower, but by your very presence, by your birthright, by your divine birthright,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
that you are abundant, then that is the same principle that Gretzky was modeling when he played such great hockey. He wasn't putting the puck where the player was at the time, because in that scenario, as soon as the puck was shot to where the person was no longer there to receive it. He would put the puck ahead in the space where that player would be. And he did that in faith, in not in blind faith, but in a knowing faith, in an all purposeful and confident faith that player would be where the puck was delivered. And then in that position where that player then became, they were in, you know, in a great advantage to score, to succeed, to create this abundance. And I think that's the lesson, or it's part of the lesson for us all to learn, that we are always reminded to focus on what it is that we know about ourselves, that we know about the universe, that we know is universally true, that that we are universally loved and loved, and the principles of forgiveness, the things that Master Shah teaches about how it is clear blockages and karma through unconditional service and unconditional love, that these are things that are that principle in practice that we're not focused on. You know, my life doesn't feel good, or people aren't being kind to me, or I don't have enough. You know, I don't have as much as I think I deserve, or that I don't have enough as much as someone else has. And instead, focusing on what is true about us and about the universe and our place in the universe.
Yes, comparison is the thief of joy, right? And, you know, I want to, if we can, expand, and thank you for that, Adam, because that was really beautifully said, and that teaching moment was perfect, because we do have heard focus on what you want, not what is, and that is such a key, absolute key to creating abundance. Now, Master Shah, you mentioned this wonderful phrase, soul marketing, and from what I read and understood, that soul marketing is marketing to your own soul, marketing to the mind, marketing to the soul. What the soul basically is wants to hear, and what you have to market. So the mind will say to the soul, what you have, your business or what your service is worthy of contributing to humanity. Is that what soul marketing? Did I understand that correctly?
Yeah. Soul marketing is like this. So Lisa, you have soul. Adam, you have soul. Every listener has a soul. So our body has a soul. When you read my book and join our teaching, so in ancient wisdom, every system has a soul. Digestive system and circulation system, respiratory system, and every organ has a soul. Liver, heart, kidney. So every cell has a soul. So every DNA, RNA has a soul as a physical body. One day I read a newspaper. The title said, is a company has a soul? Of course, a company has a soul. People think, you know, how about a pet, a dog? Yes. How about a tree? Yes. How about a mountain? In animated things, yes also. So in ancient teaching, one wu jie you ling. One means 10,000. In Chinese, 10,000 represent infinity. Wu means sense, countless sense. Everything has a soul. So therefore, that is a deep wisdom. When we do soul marketing, just now remember I did a little demo for your 100,000 audience, for 100,000 people, student of Adam, for my 100,000 student worldwide. So when I connect with each of them, their body has a soul, their organ has a soul, their finance has a soul. So therefore, in our practice, we chant the Da'ai for a few minutes. So if you yourself, you spend a half hour, even, you know, a few minutes per time, like a meditation, you chant the Da'ai, Da'ai. And also just now we talk about love, peace, and harmony. Divine, give me a soul song. Everybody relax, letting me offer 1 or 2 minutes of blessing again as a gift. Everybody close eyes. Put your mind inside the lower abdomen. Why? Because the energy, stamina, vitality, life transformation center is below the navel. It's like a source of the human, of a human being. So just think about there, visualize a golden light. everybody think about, you know, my finances, my business, my health. So I'm going to sing a song. We are going to offer this teaching more. And also, I have given this divine song as a gift for millions of people already. You can get it from drshah.com. And Adam and I will teach more in the workshop. And our book also mission. Everybody relax. I love my heart and soul. I love all humanity, join heart and souls together. Love, peace, and harmony. Love, peace, and harmony. I am offering spiritual blessing. When you sing by yourself, you are helping yourself. One more time, visualize the blockages, you know, your finance, relationship, your health. We have literally created more than 1 million miracles in the last 12 years. And I have created 5,000 to 6,000 soul healers worldwide. So now my healers I created are creating miracles every day, thousands of miracles every day in the whole world. Close eyes one more time. I love my heart and soul. I love all humanity, join heart and souls together. Love, peace, and harmony. Love, peace, and harmony. My soul song for half a minute. Yo ho yo ya hey ya yo yi hey. Thank you for the opportunity.
Oh, thank you for the beautiful blessing, Master Shah. And people can also use that as an intentional blessing for others as well, right? You can sing that song for others and offer that blessing to your loved ones as well. You have taught me that.
Yes, and in fact, a love, peace, and harmony soul song divine gave to me. Now a few millions of people are chanting. You can listen the song. You can chant the song for finance, for health, mm-hmm. for relationship. Mm-hmm. That is Adam and I will have a workshop, Soul Over Matter, ancient and modern wisdom and the practical techniques to create unlimited abundance. So therefore, we plan the workshop is in August workshop. Can you share a little bit detail?
Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Master Shah. So we are very excited because the book is actually coming out. I think it's July 16th. And so people that would be interested in the book can go to soulovermatter.net, and they can pre-order the book. And then we're doing something that's really remarkable. And for the first time ever, we're having a 3-day workshop in San Diego, August 5th to the 7th, so August 5, 6, 7, in beautiful San Diego. And actually, we're doing something even more than that, because on the 4th of August, at the Seaside Spiritual Center in Cardiff, which is just a short ways from where the workshop will be, we're going to have a sacred calligraphy demonstration that Master Shah will be leading. And then we'll have a workshop on Monday, the 8th of August, for people that would like to learn more about the calligraphy and learn how to actually participate in creating calligraphy, and there'll be opportunities to even purchase some calligraphy, et cetera. So really, really exciting. And they can, you know, folks who are interested in the book, the workshop, as well as those days before and after the workshop, can go to soulovermatter.net to find out more about that, Lisa. And we really hope that you'll be there with us as well. It's going to be something truly, truly divine and a great blessing. We're looking forward to sharing with some folks.
Beautiful. So August 5, 6, 7 is where is the workshop? In San Diego.
In San Diego, yes. There's all the details are on the, you know, on the, if you go to soulovermatter.net, you can get the details. But it's in a beautiful hotel in Not near downtown. It's sort of in sort of midway between North County and San Diego.
Beautiful, and this is going to be phenomenal. It is absolutely going to be phenomenal. The yin and the yang that you both represent, and how you apply the spiritual techniques of Master Shah to your deep and vast wisdom around personal transformation and financial transformation. The groundedness that you offer and the spiritual wisdom and groundedness that Master Shah offers is an incredible combination. And as you can tell from listening to the show and the blessings that Master Shah has so selflessly given to all of us, is what you will experience in the workshop, the energy, the frequency, the vibration that comes with his deep, vast healing capabilities. And his story is remarkable, Master Shah, and his master is just a remarkable story if you care to learn about it. We have a lot of great information on our website as well on Master Shah if you go to theawareshow.com, and you can learn more about his background in China and his healing arts background. It's amazing, immense. And so you'll understand that this is a transmission that you will receive by being there in the space of ancient Chinese tradition and grounded financial practice. And how does it get any better than that? So thank you so much. Again, the website is soulovermatter.net to find out about the transformational workshop in San Diego, August 5, 6, 7. Thank you both so much, Master Shah. Thank you. It is a blessing to speak with you again, as always. And thank you for offering those blessings to our audience. I appreciate you.
It's my great honor to serve. Thank you.
Thank you. And thank you so much. Adam Markell has been a blessing to many people and his thousands and thousands of students worldwide. Understand. You have a frequency in your voice as well, Adam. So thank you for contributing all of your knowledge as well to the show today.
Oh, thank you, Lisa.
All right. And then until next time, I invite all my listeners to stay aware.